This week, scientists have made a really interesting step forward, potentially in the treatment of things like muscular dystrophy and other muscle-wasting and muscle-strength-sapping diseases. And this is a piece of work which has been done by Helen Blau. She's a researcher at Stanford. She's got a paper in this week's Nature. And they've come up with the cocktail of chemical markers that are found on the surfaces of cells that are muscle stem cells. Now, there's been a bit of a furore raging for many years over whether muscles really had stem cells. Some people said that the muscle you're born with has to last you a lifetime. Other people said they didn't believe it, and they thought there were cells that could regenerate muscle if we knew how to make them work. Well, the answer is there are stem cells that can make new muscle, and Helen Blau and her team have now found out how to identify those cells. They're in all muscles, and they've got the particular collection of surface markers that you need in order to be able to isolate them and also grow them. And they've done some very elegant experiments. What they've done is to collect some of these stem cells and then insert into them a gene from fireflies, which makes them glow. And they're able to then put those cells back into mice muscles and then, using a very sensitive camera, show that the cells grow in these mice, so their muscles begin to glow. And the cells not only add new muscle, but they also produce new stem cells. In other words, they renew themselves and they can renew muscle. And why she thinks this is very important is that it shows that if we know how to harness these cells, there are umpteen different disorders that we might be able to tackle, including muscle wasting as we get older, people who have hip replacements and end up prone in bed for a long period of time, and they can end up with muscle problems, and also people who have chronic diseases like HIV or cancer. Both of these cases also lead to muscle wasting. And so if we can now identify how we switch on these stem cells, which is what they're working on at the moment, we might be in a position to treat those problems.